are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I'm joined by Claudia Bueno and Brooke Kimmer. They are here to talk about an art show they have coming up. The opening night is this Friday at The Rose. It is titled Feel.
And that's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m.
Claudia, Brooke, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so Claudia, the last time I spoke with you on the radio, you were talking about a workshop that you were hosting that kind of brought together spirituality and creativity. You called it Sacred Art. How did that go?
That was a wonderful experience. We've done three of them, and they were all beautiful processes with wonderful people. And that's evolved into new work that I'm doing that's called Creative Unlock. So it's still growing and expanding. And so that was a beginning of a new line of work for me that I'm really, really enjoying. It's very rewarding. And that's when Brooke and I connected. We connected from several directions, but that was what made it more official. She came to one of the Sacred Art Days, and I expressed that I was looking for an art studio. And then she offered to share her art studio with me. So we ended up working together.
And now the two of you share studio space, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And Brooke, you had an art show set for October at The Rose, and then you invited Claudia to collaborate. How did things evolve when the two of you came together?
It was really amazing, actually. Claudia kind of showed up looking for space, and I was just about to leave my space because it was sort of becoming very expensive. And then so she offered to move in, and then we started collaborating on just artwork. We just wanted to work together, and I was like, Claudia, can you figure out a way to help me out with this show?
Yeah, she had the show scheduled for October, and she showed me what she was working on and her interest and the theme that she was wanting to develop for the show. And it really resonated with what I was already doing. So we joined efforts, and we've been doing this really wonderful exploration that really goes for both of us. It's way more than just the artwork. The artwork is kind of the excuse to work together, and it's more about everything that's come out through that process, where we're kind of soul sisters, facilitators, therapists, like all of it for each other. And the studio is our sacred temple where all this stuff comes out, and it's wonderful.
If you're just joining us, I'm here with Claudia Bueno and Brooke Kimmer. We're discussing their upcoming art show titled Feel. It's going to be this Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. at The Rose. You described an exercise that you two started by passing a small painting or drawing between the two of you. Can you explain this process to our listeners?
I think in the beginning, we just wanted to figure out a way to work together. And so we just kind of started gathering materials, and I would start drawing, and then I would say, hey, Claudia, you add something, and I would pass it to her. And then she would sort of, you know, do her thing, which was a lot of cutting. And we would just pass it back and forth until we both agreed that it was complete.
Kind of off, that it takes a lot of trust to turn over a painting to someone.
Yeah,
and have them...
I was going to add that we both had to set up some ground rules for this to be really a free, authentic experience for both of us. And the ground rules were, we are going to fully trust each other. We're going to fully let go of control, because once, you know, I do something and I pass it on to her, then it's hers. It's no longer for me to, you know, look behind her shoulder and direct her. So she could feel full freedom of expressing whatever she wanted to, and then back again. So it was a creative exercise, but it was really a spiritual exercise for both of us of just non-attachment to the outcomes and no judging each one was doing.
And you said this was almost served as a self-healing process for both of you?
Definitely, yes.
Absolutely. Our studios are a sacred place.
Must have taken some letting go of some of your artwork to have you pass along a painting and have Claudia cut it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really wonderful practice. And the studio, we share a really wonderful experience. We both studied spiritual psychology in Santa Monica at different times. And so we have a language that's familiar to both of us. And we can speak in that language, and we both love talking about our feelings and what's going on, and we both assist each other in a similar way. So it feels very safe and encouraging to just let out whatever's present. And that was one of our studio rules, was come in here and express in whichever way you need to. It doesn't have to look pretty. It doesn't have to be curated and filtered. Like, it's a place where we can take down the filters and really just show. And so sometimes that was a pretty process, sometimes it wasn't. And that's what we love about working together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I saw a quick snapshot of one of the pieces for your show Feel. I was wondering if you'd just describe what maybe some of the pieces look like for our listeners to kind of get a better understanding of what they might expect at Feel on Friday.
I would say they're colorful and emotional and organic. And some are large, some are small. I would say they're very detailed, a lot of pattern, very expressive.
Yeah, they're all about expression. And maybe it's important to share a little bit about Brooke's original idea. Her theme was giving a voice to the feelings that we often associate with negative feelings or challenging feelings, and making deities out of them, divine beings out of these feelings. And that was her original idea, and that was similar to my process, which was expressing things I was feeling through meditation. So we were both using art as a way to feel and then acknowledge those feelings, explore those feelings, sit with them, and then release them. And so the show is a glimpse into that.
And the opening night is, once again, Friday, and it's a costume party from 7 to 10. Is there any correlation here, or is this a coincidence?
I think originally the deities were going to be very kind of scary and wrathful, and so that's why the show is in October. As we've been working together, the work's taken a new direction. So I think, you know, the work does kind of remind me of Halloween. It's very bright and expressive. So we encourage people to come dressed up in something fun and just come and hang with us.
Well, Claudia and Brooke, thanks so much for coming into KHOL and talking about your upcoming show, Feel.
Thank you for having us. It's great to talk about it and invite everyone to join us on Friday.
That'll be at the Rose from 7 to 10 p.m. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.